We got our guys from North Platte Public Schools in studio to visit with us, Dr. Damon McDonald, the Associate Superintendent and Director of Finance with us. How you doing, Damon?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, thanks
having
for coming
us this
in.
Morning.
And Trustee Director of Communications, Brandon Peterson. How you doing, Brandon?
Doing awesome.
Awesome, huh? Wow. Day's off to a good start,
yeah,
evidently,
it
huh?
It always is. Every morning's a good
All right.
Morning.
Like your tie there, too.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Is that bulldog? It's not quite bulldog blue, but
not really. It's got
kind of a turquoise.
Well, yeah,
almost.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But I like it anyway. You don't see. And Damon's yours is okay too. Not to not to make you feel like you don't dress well.
Yeah, I tried to dress as best as I could. So.
You know, you go looking dapper. How's that? That's the term I'll use. So you had your Board of Education meeting last night, and the first thing I noticed on the agenda there was you accepted some resignations. Three of those were for the end of the school year. You've got a long ramp on knowing that what you got to replace there. That's good. One of them was just for the end of the year, and I realized things come up, you know, spur of the moment, life events and things like that, and I'm sure that was probably the case in the one that resigned at the end of the year. Is that kind of the case?
Yeah, just life decisions and career choices, those types of things. So yeah, we appreciate everybody's obviously the time and experiences and things that they bring for the district, and we wish them well in their next journeys. Mm-hmm. As they look at as their life, and whether that's through retirement or career changes or family or whatever it might be.
You try to be understanding on that. Does the district have, do you have policies in place which says if I can't find a replacement for you, if you don't give me enough notice, that there's a penalty of some sort? Or
yeah, I mean,
how's that handled?
Right. We certainly take a look at contractual obligations for all employees. Mm-hmm. There is some discretionary things, and, you know, when life events change, you know, we try to take everything into account, and mm-hmm. and we want to help people within those situations if we can, and you know, if we do have replacements or mm-hmm. People that are quality people as well, and they're coming to bless mm-hmm. us with their experiences, you know, all of that factors in.
Sure. The three that gave you a heads up that they're going to retire at the end of the year, are they longtime instructors or? For the most part, Dan Cromie, Denise, is it Di Giovanni,
mm-hmm.
and Pam Tillman there?
Right, yeah, longtime mm-hmm. instructors, and so certainly we'll miss their experiences and mm-hmm. what they bring to the classrooms and you know, all of the students that they've seen over the course of their years here at North Platte Public Schools. You know, it's hard mm-hmm. to replace that experience. But obviously, you have to wish them well and their decisions, and then bring on the new staff members look forward to their experiences as well.
Are you seeing people retire earlier in this day and age? Is that a trend you've noticed at all?
Oh, I don't know if
they're a little younger or.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, with the retirement system now, the rule of 85, mm-hmm. you know, was in place. I believe it's the rule of 90 now for. New hires coming in.
Okay, I didn't realize it had gone up. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, just new certifications, new teachers coming in. You know, that was something that they'd put in place here a couple of years ago.
Age plus years of experience.
Correct, right, yep.
Years of employment.
Yeah, years of employment mm-hmm. here in Nebraska within
in Nebraska.
The Nebraska public school systems. And then also, yeah, their age, the equivalency of both of those. So,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, you expect a certain number every year or so, but the thing you can't control is, are there going to be available, you know, students or teachers that look to make a move from another district to,
right.
I guess the only thing you can't control is just trying to be as attractive as you can and as competitive as you can with your salary schedule, right?
Right. And yeah. you know, Kevin Mills does a great job in our HR. You know, he goes mm-hmm. out, you know, he visits college campuses, goes to those career fairs and really puts a stamp on North Platte Public Schools, gets our names out there and visits, and with students potentially coming into those fields and invites them out, and hopefully that you know, they take an interest and we're able to interview them and kind of show off what we have going here at North Platte Public Schools.
Right, for sure. You had your audit report last night. Touch on that a little bit and what some of the highlights showed out of that.
Well, just, you know, we have an annual audit every year, and, you know, working with our auditors, they'll come in and they'll audit all of our fund accounting programs for the entire district.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually spend about, anywhere from 3 to 4 days going through everything as it relates to state receipts and disbursements within all the accounts and federal programs, local programs, all of those different aspects. So we appreciate them. We work well with our auditors. They obviously came in. They didn't have or find anything in regards to any discrepancies within the audit.
That's a good thing.
That's always a good thing. And so just presented the ending and beginning balances, gave comparisons between the end of the 24 year and the 25 year so that the Board of Education could see those as far as all the account funds and how those were affected what those variances were from year to year. So overall, it was a good process. We continue to be on par in regards to all of our finances. They worked well with us. If there were any coding issues as codes changed throughout the course of the year, they work with us. They show us those differences, and so it's just a good process because it keeps our accounts payable. Accounts receivable, all of our payroll people.
It's a lot to keep track of, I notice. I mean, there's just a ton of different categories and things, and to balance that can't be an easy thing to do.
Right, yeah. We appreciate their expertise when mm-hmm. they do come in. And it's just been it's kind of a blessing just in regards to, over the past several years that the auditing process has been very smooth and everything has been well cared for within the finance department. So hats off to the Stuart Simpson again, and when he was here, and we continue to keep that process moving forward, and it's been very smooth.
Okay, talk a little bit about this spring 2025 AQUEST ratings and the NSCAS State Assessment ACT results.
Sure. Yeah, I think, and if Brandon wants to chime in on any of this, I appreciate his insight as well, but. I'll just start with what the metrics are for our AQUEST. Mm-hmm. The state takes a look at the assessment of proficiency ratings, student growth, non-proficiency reduction, science proficiency, participation rate. They weigh in chronic absenteeism. They weigh in progress toward English language proficiency. And then they weigh in on the graduation rate, which is obviously applicable to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of their classification. So we're very excited in regards to our ratings. You know, we went back over the last 4 years from 2022, and they give us ratings for all of our school buildings. And those ratings are need support, good, great, or excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And we've moved from three schools were needing support in 2022. We've moved and our trending is going to good, great, and excellent. And
good.
So we don't have any schools within that first rating category anymore. So our trending data is moving in the right direction, and that was one of the reports we had for the board last night. So very, very excited about that. Obviously, we feel that we're not done, and we need to continue to move the needle forward
mm-hmm.
in regards to wanting all of our buildings to be in that great to excellent range. But obviously, we're moving in the right direction there, and that's just mm-hmm. Hats off to our teachers, our support staff, our administrators, and even the Board of Education in regards to this journey and within our strategic plan and how that all aligns with one another.
You really need it at all levels. It starts with the administration, guys like yourself, obviously, and the leadership you have on top, too. But then it has it concerns who you hire and. Buying into that vision, having a vision, and then pursuing that, and every day keeping that top of mind, right?
Right. Yeah. I appreciate Dr. Rhodes' vision on this, and we're within the strategic plan and within the processes that he has brought within our professional learning communities, within our professional development opportunities across the district, and just the collaboration piece with all of that for our teachers, our support staff, our administrators to grow and collaborate and talk about what is best practices, what is working, and you know, how can we mirror that for our kids and keeping our students at the forefront of all of those conversations.
And talk about these NSCAS growth proficiency levels for grades 3 through 8 from this past spring.
Yeah, we are excited. Again, all of the trending is projecting up. We are keeping right in on level and on par with our state peers across the board in science, English language, and math. And, you know, for our proficiency growth, if we take a look at our third through eighth grade and our 11th grade with the ACT, we were happy to report last night to the board that over the last 4 years, we have grown 12 percentage points as far as proficiency, and that is continuing to grow each and every year. And so we expect that trend to continue to grow within all of our buildings for third through eighth, because those are the grade levels that are tested for that proficiency within the AQuest model. And then the ACT, we've grown 1.5 points, 1.3 points from where we started 4 years ago, and I believe we're ahead of the state average right now with our ACT. So very, very excited to report those scores, and you know, again, kudos to everything and everybody that's been involved that with that process with North Platte Public Schools.
On this chart here for grades 3 through 8, the growth proficiency for math, ELA, and science, the science bars stick out for the 5th and 8th graders. I see they're really taking off there. You got in the 5th grade 84% proficient and 75% in the 8th grade. So, I mean, that's something to crow about if you're in those grades and part of that, right?
Right, yeah. Obviously very excited to see those numbers.
For sure. Anything else out of those state assessments or anything you'd like to point out that you were happy about from that?
No, I think that pretty well covers what we talked about last night. But again, just excited where we're at, and excited to see where we're going to go.
All right. Well, that says a lot about, you know, everything. Everybody going for the same thing, and everybody has to buy into it. You just don't put that all on teachers or students or anything, but I think creating a good learning atmosphere, getting the students excited about learning, that's probably the biggest thing right there, isn't it?
Yeah, just the culture, you know? The culture of North Platte Public Schools within each of our buildings. I mean, that sets the tone for the kids each and every day, and so I think that's where it starts, and then you just continue to grow within your collaboration amongst the staff, content area, subgroups, all of those different components.
You betcha. School calendar, was that approved last night?
It was, yes, yep.
So it's set in stone then, huh?
Well, we approved it. I think there was really, really good collaboration between the North Platte Public School Education Association, between our administrative council, between our cabinet. I think that everybody that was involved in that process, you know, we were able to come to a calendar that we feel best suits the students and continues to best meet the needs of our district in regards to all of the processes that we have in place for professional development, for our PLC time, making sure that it's consistent for the students in regards to their academic opportunities. And so for the calendar, some of the movement and some of the discussion, it you know, really kept the students again in mind. And so, yeah, I think it throughout all those conversations, we were able to come to an agreement in regards to what we felt was best. And so that was what was approved last night.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is the parents are happy, right? They got adequate vacation time to take three and 4 day weekends.
Well,
you know,
we tried to accommodate, especially on some of the the holidays throughout the course of the year. And we understand there's travel there. We want them to have opportunities for family and family time. We think that that's important as well.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, they'll be happier when they are in class, for sure. And then talk about a board vacancy, as you had a member, Justin Thompson, resign recently, and how you're going to handle that.
Yeah, so just want to say thank you to Justin for his service as a board member. We appreciated his experience and you know, what he brought as a board member, first and foremost. So we wish him well and good luck. You know, they decided to move wards within North Platte, and so that was the reason for the vacancy. So the board accepted his resignation last night, and then they talked about timeline for the appointment of the next board member. And so the applications will open today, and people that are in Ward 3 and would be interested in that board spot, they can fill those applications out. It is on the website, I believe, Mr. Peterson,
yep,
is that correct?
Will be. Mm-hmm.
It will be, and so they'll be able to look at that application, fill out that application process. Applications and letters of interest are due January 2nd to the Office of Superintendent.
Okay.
And then on January 5th, the applications and letters of interest will be forwarded to the Board of Education members. And then the Board of Education is looking at an interview or to interview applicants on January 8th at a special meeting. And then they will swear in the new board member on the regular board meeting of on January 12th.
So which ward is this for? Then?
This is Ward 3.
So is that pretty much the only requirement? They have to reside in Ward 3? To be eligible to apply?
Correct, yes.
Have chosen.
Ward 3 is the vacancy currently, and then we'll check with the county in regards to any other qualifications, and they can contact the county as well to get that information as far as those requirements within Ward 3 and then go through that application process.
What are the biggest things you look at for potential replacements that you're looking for?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't try to get into those conversations because, you know, that's something that the people have to decide in this situation. Yeah. You know, it's not an elected position, you know, that they're necessarily on the ballot, but they being the people, you know, they trust the elected officials, the current board members on the board to make that decision, and I have full trust that they'll make the right decision.
Kind of stay out of the way and let them handle it.
Right.
Because that's the way it's
That's the design.
That's the procedure. Anything else? You got your list, Brandon, I'll let you mention what you want to mention there.
We did give our annual report last night, and that's available on the website for anyone who wants to go and check that out, just with all the state testing and student numbers and all those type of things.
All the details on that. Okay.
And we did recognize Melissa Palacios, Brenda McClellan, Melissa Hopping, and Heather Van Velsen as our staff of the month. So congratulations to them, and thanks to all that they do. So many of these staff of the month wear a lot of different hats in their buildings. You know, they're not just a teacher. They're not just a secretary. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of great things. We also had our Bulldogs of the Month, Colton Altig and Emily Allen. So congratulations to those two awesome students, and we appreciate them taking time and hanging out with us last night for part of that meeting. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in and getting us up to date on what's happening with the North Platte Public Schools and keeping us informed on that. Dr. Damon McDonald, Associate Superintendent and Director of Finance, and Director of Communications Brandon Peterson have been our guest on the second half of Mugs today. Appreciate you, Bo. Have a good day. And since I won't see you probably before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.